Hey, welcome to the Pinball Party Podcast, where you can let your guard down and enjoy the wonderful world of pinball. This weekend, MGC, the Midwest Gaming Classic, is going on in our fair state of Wisconsin. When I say our, I do mean myself and other people that live in this fair state. I'm excited. I was there last year, right when Foo Fighters got announced, and it was the first time we got to play it. This year, more stuff. No new announcements, though. So, essentially, in lieu of MGC looming, and we'll do an after show next week, rumored games are afoot. And instead of beating around the bush, let's just discuss the elephant in the room and the rumored, heavily rumored games coming up this year in 2024 of pinball. First, John Wick from Stern. Heavily rumored. I'm actually excited for John Wick. Well, what do we know about the game? I should say before I go into my excitement, very little. There is rumors that it is this designer, that designer. Well, let's look at this logically. As close to logically as we can from Stern. Who is it most likely not? It's most likely not Keith Elwin. He just had Jaws come out. It's most likely not Brian Eddy. He just had Venom come out. It's most likely not Jack Danger. He had Foo Fighters come out 1 year ago. That most likely starts to get into like, I guess it could be possible. Jack will be at MGC, I believe. Maybe. Does that matter? I don't know. It doesn't sound like they're going to announce a game by April 6th. Today is April 2nd. I doubt they will. The heavy rumors are that the next game that is, again, heavily rumored to be John Wick, would be ready for the next Northwest Pinball Show, which is June 7th. So maybe sometime in April it gets announced and then we see it on location there. Back to the designer, though. And does it really matter? You know, it's something to talk about. But if it's probably not Jack Danger, it's probably not Brian Eddy, it's most definitely not Keith Elwin. It could be Gomez. It could be Borg. But Borg is most likely working on another rumored game, Metallica. We'll talk about it in a second. Could be Sexton? Or there's rumors that it's an unknown. Who cares, right? It's made by Stern. The flippers will feel great. It will have Insider connected. We know those things. So, that's what we know. John Wick, probably be announced in the next month. What is it going to be like? Truly no idea. Because how do you take a movie like John Wick, which is just about a guy shooting the shit out of people in a really cool style for four movies, or kicking the shit, shooting the shit, kicking the shit into a pinball machine. I mean, actually, rhetorically speaking, it's pretty simple. Make, you know, kill dudes, kick the shit out of dudes, and those count towards something. You know, I mean, that's fine. But it's not like, I mean, a world under glass of John Wick. Oh my God, what the fantasy world of, it's Earth. There's some cities. I mean, sometimes good music. Sometimes it's during the day. Sometimes it's at night. Sometimes it's indoors. Sometimes it's outdoors. It's just an action movie. Yeah, it's probably a little late to be coming out with this. The fourth movie was a banger, probably the peak. I'm not sure if there is even a rumored fifth movie, but you know what I could do? I could use the Google machine, John Wick 5. Is it in production? It is in development, according to Lionsgate. As of February 26th, this comes from Dexarto. Dexarto? What a website. It's in production. It does not have a release date. During an earnings report, Lionsgate Motion Picture Group Chair Joe Drake said, on the Wick side, we got multiple spinoffs and a Wick 5. We started to work on it right when the writer's strike started, and we've gotten back to work as soon as it ended. Okay, so the franchise is not dead. In fact, there's spinoffs and everything. They're going to milk that fucking thing for all it's worth. And that seems strange to me. But when strike when the iron's hot. John Wick, though, could be... the world is our oyster. That's not the right saying. Essentially, it could be awesome. It really could, because there's nothing that is really, you know, holding it to, again, the world under glass, or you have to do this, you have to do that. Basically, you have to have an action game where you're killing people, which actually sounds pretty great to just pitch that game. Keanu Reeves is sweet. That might not be the only Keanu Reeves-focused game this year. But John Wick, on the other hand, could be bad for the same reasons. Does anyone really need a John Wick game? I can't fucking wait. John Wick's my guy. Sure. Cool movies. Love them. You know, a film buff myself. A lot of you are. But it's not Star Wars. It's not Lord of the Rings. It's not Harry Potter. It's not Jurassic Park. It's not Jaws. It's John Wick. It's cool. It's John Wick. So instead of beating that to death of, I don't know. I mean, John Wick, I was going to say, because even the in-world fantasy, the lore, it's just kind of all over the place. And they make it up as they go from what I see when I watch it. Like, oh yeah, this guy's dead. Now they're back. And yeah, we thought there's an even bigger boss, and their boss is an even bigger boss. And guess what? Their boss has an even bigger boss. And there's all these rules and the coin and the special. Yeah, it's its own thing. So they have a blank canvas. It could be great. I'm very tentatively excited because there is no pressure, I guess. There's no expectations. So whatever comes, I'm happy to see. Keeping on with the Stern rumors, Metallica remake is the rumors. Again, heavily rumored from many a places. I swear as much as you can believe me, as yes, there's connections and stuff. Anything that I know for sure, these are all rumors. So Metallica remake rumor. The rumor of Metallica is this. It's going to be the first Spike 3 game from Stern. It is going to be this summer-ish. Is it what Borg is working on? I mean, could be. It's what he did in the past. But if it's a remake, you know, maybe he just wants to oversee it. I've discussed before how my personal take on a remake for Metallica would be just the exact same game, but bring it up to Spike, 3, make it stereo, bring some new songs in. I mean, you could tweak the code a little bit. I actually like the code quite a bit for what it is, a collectathon, a chopping wood, as they say, hit this thing 1,000 times. Sure, because there's not every game does that. So while Godzilla is like a flow monster, controlled chaos, kind of floppy flipper feel, this is not that. Foo Fighters, a very snappy hit this, hit that. The shots are so, oh my God, Foo Fighters, fucking A, so good. You know, Metallica is its own thing. It was popular for a reason aside from the band. The art was phenomenal. Very intuitive for people who are stepping up to play. Hit this a bunch, okay, and that's it. My wife loved it, for what it's worth. It a game that, is she a big Metallica fan? Yeah, she likes it. She's a metalhead. But yeah, so the game Metallica, it's rumored to be a remake. In so many words, what does the remake mean? I've described what I would like, but I think it might be like an actual like different game. That could be good from two directions. One, people who have a pro or premium of the old game will not suddenly lose their ass dollar wise, which I can appreciate. Some of the fear of getting games. You can see Metallica's for sale everywhere right now. Ghostbusters, all the games that are rumored to be a remake. You know, the value is going down. So I see the benefit there of remaking a new game. But changing it too much from a game that people love, what will that do? I don't know. That is definitely a wait-and-see game. Let's keep talking about Stern. Rumors. A Nintendo franchise from the likes of little things and balls. Pokemon is what I'm getting at. I've heard two rumors. One, if you recall, someone who wrote in after Expo last year that said, hey, yo, there was two designers One was wearing a Mario shirt. He works at Stern. He literally said, I'm working on this game, pointing at the Mario shirt. Yeah. So that would say Mario. And that would fucking clean up. Holy shit, a Mario game would clean up. Wow, it would clean up. Collecting coins, getting one-ups, extra balls, right? Get it? Rescuing the princess, hitting the flagpole, the art. It's fucking Mario. Are you serious? That game would just be incredible. I finally blend the world of video games and pinball that we need to be doing to keep this market going for this generation. I mean, there was Street Fighter, right? Make a Legend of Zelda, make a Mario, make a Mortal Kombat based on the first trilogy, make just a Street Fighter 2 or Street Fighter 4. You know, that classic character is Street Fighter. Don't make it Street Fighter 3 or 5. I get it. You're Street Fighter 3, Third Strike people. Yeah, fight me. I get it. I don't want to do the reversals. Fucking, that timing is bullshit. It looks great and the game's fun as hell. But if we're going down that road, let's just do like SNK, SVC Chaos. Let's get fucking good with it. Let's get into some fighters. BlazBlue. Anyway, yeah, I digress. Let's go back to Nintendo. Pokemon is the rumor. And the rumor for that is the Foo Fighters maker. Jack Danger, Dead Flip, Red Shoes, tall guy. Made a great game with Foo Fighters. Heard of them? Yeah. That's the rumor. And shit, I don't know for sure any of these. And if any of these are true, they're like, ah, fuck. But also like, hey, not confirmed. It's just the rumors that you keep hearing from a lot of different places. I know nothing about Pokemon aside from there's like blue, gold, purple Game Boy games. And the people went batshit crazy over Pokemon Go. I appreciate the nerdiness of Pokemon, but it is what it is. Yeah. And then the other rumored game, ABBA, it's not a rumored, it just exists. Go check out Nap Arcade for kind of the announcement on April Fool's Day, of all things, of the pinball game, ABBA, which, what the fuck? What the fuck? Granted, I'm from the US, so ABBA means nothing to me. Yeah. But the Pinball Brothers are going to make ABBA. That's all I have to say about that. Speaking of Nap Arcade, just because I'm here, Princess Bride, the pinball production this summer. I'm going to play it this weekend at MGC, so hopefully give my thoughts. I'm excited to play some Princess Bride and Final Resistance. Finally get my phalanges on a multimorphic. We'll see. I'm very, out of everything, I'm most excited to play a P3 for the first time. All right, rumors. Nintendo, I would all but confirm myself that there is a Nintendo title for sure coming from Stern. Again, from you see some of their marketing stuff. They had a video with the Nintendo Wii background music publicly posted on Instagram. What the hell are you doing? Why would you just pick that very, very iconic music? Or from the Mii shop, is that what it is? And they, when I said, oh, is that that? They gave me a thumbs up. Okay. Just thinking. There's something Nintendo. But really burying the lead here, more than anything. So, I've been saying, hey, save your money, JJP, all that. The Matrix. Goddamn. The heavily rumored game from Jersey Jack Pinball later this year is The Matrix. And whenever that gets announced officially, I'm going to for sure do an only Matrix episode. It'll probably be very long to really just go through everything about The Matrix just to dive in a little bit. That movie means a lot to a lot of people and myself. And, it's a film that's great. And I think to some people, it's a great action movie, kung fu. Yeah, it is. But it does that Star Wars thing where it takes many different things and puts it into one. I think what The Matrix does is adds in philosophy, although, and psychology, but... sure, somewhat pop philosophy to some, but at the same time, it's over time, very existential trouble with the world, you know, escapes from reality. Just, you get it, you know, and it means a lot to a lot of people. I'm saying that again by myself. It's the only thing outside of myself that I've gotten tattooed on myself, if that makes any sense. Generally, all right, for those who don't have tattoos, for those who do have tattoos, just whatever, you get it. For those who don't, you know, it's a big deal to like put permanent ink on your body, just to say something obvious. So for me, I've the first one on my arm, let's talk about my tattoos. I'm sorry, stay with me. I designed myself when I was like 17, like just something like I wanted to mean something to me as someone who drew it myself, and it just feels right, you know, whatever. The next two I had were music related. So for me, it's just like, hey, this, I'll never regret this thing. You know, it's just, it's great. And then the third set was something my wife and I both got, something that means something to each other when we knew that we were going to be together forever, and we still are, and we always will be, something very special to the two of us. We got the same thing. Again, these things that mean a lot, and as someone who is, I don't know, artistically driven, most of my time spent introspective, existentially questioning many things all the time, you know, as some of you are, or some of it probably bleeds through this podcast. That's what I spend most of my time doing, living in this state of like questioning everything constantly, not from a sake of like, I'm stupid, but you know, the things that the Matrix attempts to answer. And so when I saw this movie at, how old was I? 19? You know, it hit at the right time. And maybe, you know, some of the episode we'll do later, again, going into some of this, it hit at the right time of like, it felt like a partner in the journey of life in a way. Like the things you saw Neo go through, or question or think were plausible. And again, at that time of your life, it's like, huh, you know, you really relate to it. Not necessarily getting yourself hacked out of a computer world and plugged in, and having like spider robots come at you and being able to control things with your mind, but you sure as fuck want to. If when you don't feel in control of your life, you know, the antithesis of full control of doing things with your mind is like very attractive, and finding answers to your questions at that time in your life when all you're doing is asking, it's very powerful. So for me, although Lord of the Rings is the best theme to me in pinball that exists, Matrix would trump everything. I shouldn't. It's this thing we do where we rate, oh, how close that theme means to me. And to me, that's why these themes work, because we do go to this place of, you know, kind of identifying with these things and stating, I'm such a big fan of this, and it makes me feel something. It just makes you feel part of a community or something. But it's that thing of, when you find a band and it's like, you want to declare, this is my band. You get a shirt and you want to, and you almost don't want other people to know about it, because it just means so much to you. And it's like, it's a way to show the world your identity and the things that you want to describe, but you like can't, or you don't, the art does it so much better. And that's usually what art is. It's, you know, it's a description of you know, a journey through life, or a statement of anything. And the Matrix has done that in spades. And I hope that it's all four of the movies in the thing. I like all four of them. Is the first one the best? Yeah, by a fucking mile. It's incredible. But the second and third, oh my God, the second and third are different, of course. But the second one, yeah, I'll share that next time when they finally announce it. I'll share so many stories about the second movie that, my God, went through a lot with that second movie. And the fourth one, when it finally got announced, was very similar to when George Lucas sold Star Wars to Disney, and it was like, oh my God, we're going to see Luke Skywalker again in the theater. Well, that's how I felt. You know, I couldn't wait. And then Rian Johnson fucking destroyed all of that. Fuck. Fuck, man. Fucking Last Jedi. What the fuck? Damn it. Yeah, so Jesus, Last Jedi is just just goddamn dog shit. Yeah, Matrix. So when they announced that that was coming back, even more so, like, I just didn't think it was going to happen. The Wachowskis just, they took a break, and Lana was the only one that came back. And when it got announced, like, oh my God, you know, again, just holy shit. The things that came back to me were just, it flooded. So many emotions, so many things in my life related to that. So it got announced that it was coming back about a month before I recorded the Neon Dale album Cosmic. I had been working on Cosmic for better part of a year, I think. Full disclosure, like, yeah, if you ever listen to Neon Dale Cosmic, that's all me, all the parts, everything. I mean, the drums I wrote, and this isn't a brag, this is just because people are like, oh, how's the band? How's this? It was never really a band. It was always me. I do all of it, but the band started just to like play a show or two. Good friends of mine and a drummer that helped out with some of the stuff because of tendonitis. But yeah, suffice to say, the album Cosmic is very near and dear to me of where it was a practice. And what if I got, I'll just spend the money to do an album myself and not have to record it myself or do all that. Just go to a studio, go back to the old way of doing it. And I'll just, what happens if I have no strings attached, no other bandmates to pull me down or have to worry about it or talent or anything. I'll do it all myself. And that's what Cosmic became. And I'm very proud of it. And go listen to, yeah, Neon Dale Cosmic. Go check out Highway. You'll probably love it. Kind of the song of that album. But it got announced about a month before I went to record. It was all booked. I was ready to go. And I thought, you know, again, self-expression while I'm coming back to tattoos on this thing of, I think it's about time I get a Matrix tattoo, because it's, for me, it was a reminder, and it still is, that life is not just about working, getting up, you know, going to the gym, paying your taxes, repeat, the just stale day in, day out. As someone who spends a lot of time, again, introspective, writing songs, just exploring thoughts and ideas and wanting there to be more in this like tangible life, I was like, it's just a good reminder, not just about the movie, but it's more of like a, for me personally, a symbol of like, yeah, you don't, whenever things are wrong in your life or things are going down, just remember, like, you have more, you know, there's so much more you can think about and drift and daydream about and extend your mind to create stuff, whether it's melody or this podcast or anything. You put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. And it's a reminder to just let go of the physical, as what's his name in Wolf of Wall Street says, the mustard shit, you know, just letting that go. And just like, I find peace in just introspectively, like, you know, thinking of stuff like that intensely. So I got a tattoo of the White Rabbit, just an outline of something that I made with my sister's input a little bit, and just a couple designs of the Alice in Wonderland White Rabbit with a red pill and a blue pill in his hand. And it was just, doesn't say Matrix or anything. It's just a little thing that felt really good to do. It just felt right. So I wanted to do it before I recorded, because I don't know, we all do these things, whether it's superstition or just whatever it may be. But it means enough to me to do that. And, so, for many more reasons than that, Matrix would just be the game that I would, you know, I'll buy it day one from Jersey Jack Pinball, whatever they're asking, and willing to lose whatever money on it, because I would say bolting it, because I've literally bolted the Matrix to my body that I'll live with for the rest of my life. If there's any game that would do it, it would be that, or maybe a remake of Lord of the Rings, but you know what I mean. Yeah, the Matrix will be fucking incredible. And I can't think of a better company to be doing it. Why? Well, they're going to put everything in the kitchen sink at it. They're not going to pull their punches. And they know that we know that the game will ask for a lot of money, but in turn, it will have incredible light show. The video assets will be amazing. It'll be, you know, the audio will be top tier. I mean, even a Stern LE would not do it justice. Now, again, these are all rumors. Let's say that Stern does do it. Would I still buy one and be the first one that I would say, hey, I might bolt this fucker? Yeah, Stern. What if American Pinball was doing it? Fuck me is the answer to that. I would be, I'd have to kill myself. That's what I would have to do. I'd be like, well, all right, I'm killing myself. Spooky, nah, I'd cut something off. Fuck, damn it. Jersey Jack is just the right company to do it. And the rumored lineup, again, this is just fun to talk about. And it's fun to reminisce about Matrix. It makes me feel good for what it's worth. So that's why we're doing this. Seiden. Oh, who's working on it? Mark Seiden. Joe Johnston. Is it Joe? Fuck, I don't know the first name. I'm sorry. Franchi on art. David Teal on audio. Man, these are all rumors, but holy shit. Oh, if it's all true. Amazing. If it is all true, it's heavily rumored. Let me just say that. Can I say it again? So in preparation for this heavily rumored title from Jersey Jack Pinball, which would bring those fuckers back on the map. Not that they aren't, but you know what I mean. Holy shit. Get your pre-orders in to Flipping Out Pinball. Just text Zach, call him, be like, I need to be on that list, because you're not going to want to miss out on this. When I buy my pinball shit, I buy from Flipping Out. From toppers or materials, I've got it figured out. Flipping out, figured out. When I think of pinball, I think Flipping Out. Flipping out. When I buy my Matrix shit, I buy from Flipping Out. Yeah, tell them you want to be on the list. On the, you know, get your pre-orders in. Flipping Out Pinball. They take them. They put you on the list. And from my experience, they don't forget. I have myself on, quote, the Matrix list of I don't care who releases it, except for American Pinball, which I may have gone too far on killing myself, but maybe not. I don't know. Email Zach and let's see if we can flood his lists, proverbial pinball lists with give me the Matrix when it comes out. I'll pay the 12 grand. I'll pay the 15 grand for the CE. Don't give a fuck because it's the Matrix. So full disclosure, I am saving my hard-earned cash, save your money or whatever, for that. The second I get more of like, a, oh God, it's even heavierly rumored or oh my God, I'll just fucking say it because I'm not in under any NDA. I have no confirmation. No one's told me. No one's confirmed. No one knows nothing. And sometimes try to bite your tongue just to like not ruffle feathers, but like, man, I would like to get excited for the possibility of the best company to do this game. I would like to be excited for that. And I am excited for that. So prove me wrong, JJP. If it's not that, damn it. I wish it was. Or I hope it is. I'm going to say it loud, say it proud. I'm going to scream it from the rooftops. Hopefully we can somehow crash your servers and it feels right for the Matrix, you know? Hopefully someone even hacks you to fucking get their game that people will just turn into like at the end of Matrix 4 when they're all but like Matrix zombies in a way, just like going after Neo and Trinity. Just fucking tearing your doors down to get this game. I think it'd be great for the company for pinball, it would be a fucking booster shot. I truly can't think of a better theme for me personally. Globally, if they somehow got like the original Star Wars trilogy theme and got to redo it, holy shit. That would be fucking pretty incredible too. But Matrix is it's its own special little thing for a lot of us. And a lot of us listening grew up the same era, adjacent, and would be equally pumped to see this thing happen. So, rumors aside, very thankful for all the listenerships to this show and the patrons who have checked out a lot of the deep dives. Those are going really well. It's a lot of fun. Zach and I, not Zach Manny, different Zach, different pinball Zach. I know four Zachs that I constantly talk to, but this is one of the Zachs in the Rolodex. Doing a lot of deep dives. We're going into popular games, some not popular, but so far a lot of popular games of deep history of the games, you know, when they were made, who made them, trim levels, current market price must-have mods, first impressions, long-term impressions. We do a review of the game, the current market value, which is a lot of fun from the two of us who just are frequently nerding out on pinball prices and, I mean, all the time, constantly, and ruminating to our detriment. So we said, why don't we record about that? We've done deep dives of Jurassic Park, Deadpool, Black Knight Sword of Rage, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Check that one out. that game. Total Nuclear Annihilation. A couple of them ago. We just did Star Wars, which was a lot of fun. We talked way too much about the art blades in Star Wars. Holy shit. But there's, how many art blades are there for Star Wars? There's technically, you know, four official ones. And then, yeah, go check that out. Deep dive. You have to be a patron for that. You got to give me cash. I have a certain goal in my mind to, once we get to a certain number of patrons, that it's worth the time for me to keep doing it. You know, I value my time very much, and I expect all of you to do that as well. But go check out the Patreon. The link's in the show notes below, patreon.com/pinballparty. We have a deep dive coming up. They're weekly. They come out on Friday, and you probably hear that I do like 5-minute intros on here for if you want to, you know, just get a taste of what it is. But yeah, go check out those deep dives. But MGC this weekend, going there, Midwest Gaming Classic. I'm not going to be wearing like a pinball party thing or doing anything. So, I mean, probably a lot of you don't even know my face. So that's good. Great. I'm just going there to hang out, check out some pinball machines, say hello. I'll say hello to a few of you. I'll have a big pocket full of stickers if anyone wants some sweet-ass stickers with meth on them. I'll have them shits. I'm going to check out P3, Princess Bride. Unfortunately, no new games. Well, barbecue. You know, check that fucking gem out. Barbecue. Oh, Looney Tunes. Oh, shit. Looney Tunes, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Check out them shits. But one of the things I really want to check out at Midwest Gaming Classic, as a, you know, a video game aficionado myself as well, you know, there's that one hall that's all like arcade games and pinball and it's the shit. And then there's that other that's just video game fucking heaven. Consoles, old games, all that shit, rare shit, buckets of N64s, that's, you know, and then magic cards and all that. I'm gonna go check those out. But one of my favorite podcasts is doing a panel there, and I had no idea until they sent out an email last night. The Retronauts is a gaming podcast, phenomenally popular, if that's a way to describe it. They're very popular in the video game podcast. One of the most popular out there. They, you know, Retronauts, if they do focus on retro games specifically, they often do, if not always, they pick a game or a genre and just go nuts on it. Stuff from, you know, old Mario, old Atari, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, do the ranking hootenannies of games like Zelda or Contra or, you know, all the stuff. Retronauts, they've been around forever. The old 1UP crew, the website. Go check it out. If you want a good video game recommendation, go to Retronauts and send them an email. Send them, tell them I sent you. I've actually sent a message out to them in the past, see if they want to join the party and the pinball party, I should say, and talk a little bit about stuff. They're doing a panel, so I want to check that out as well. But yeah, Midwest Gaming Classic this weekend, April, well, 6th is the main day, the Saturday. There's a Friday night preview and then some Sunday shit, but go check it out if you've never been. It's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets are about $55. Get your tickets ahead of time. Don't wait in that line. Ugh, it's a long line, which is good because it's busy, but fuck, just buy them ahead of time. What the fuck are you doing? Last year, I didn't buy it ahead of time, so now I'm telling you the lesson I learned. Buy it ahead of time. I stood in the line like a fucking idiot for like a half hour. No, 45 minutes, an hour, just standing there. Why didn't I just buy a ticket online from my phone like a someone in 2024. So don't be me. Fix that problem. Thanks again to Drew for sending those tickets. Gave one to Mr. Doc Monday from Nudge Pinball. Nudge Pinball will be at MGC. So if you go see that skinny bastard, go say hi to Doc and go buy a Nudge magazine from him. I don't think he'll have them there. But go to nudgepinball.com. Give him your support. They got awesome magazines, good content on social media. Go follow Nudge Pinball. And a local friend of mine as well. So give them your support. Last but not least, special shout out to the Electric Bat Arcade in Tempe, Arizona, with Kale and Rachel, friends of the show, best arcade on the planet. If you're in the area, like Pinzap is, hey man, go check out the Electric Bat. And Kale and Rachel love it when you go and say hello. I'm not lying. Go say hello. Say, you know, hey, I heard you on the Electric Batcast or the pinball party back in the day. Fucking hey. And, you know, give Kale a ball tap. Don't. I mean, he'll kick the shit out of you. So, I mean, you can. But you'll be like, oh, this fucker knows judo and he's Brazilian jiu-jitsu, sorry. Another form of martial arts, grapplery. He'll just fucking kick the shit out. So, yeah, if that's what you're looking for, if you're a masochist, go ball tap Kale. Tell Rachel she has fantastic art, because she does, and go play some of their games at the Electric Bat in Tempe, Arizona. Thanks to Flippin' Out Pinball for sponsoring the show. Thanks for all the listeners. Send all your questions into pinballpartypodcast@gmail.com. Become a patron at patreon.com/pinballparty for all the deep dives. And look out for an MGC recap next week. And look out for all those rumored games this year. It is going to be a great year for pinball. And just to tie this episode in one nice bow, I mentioned the song Highway by Neon Dale, one of my personal favorite songs that I've ever written. So if you'd like, here's the whole song. If you want to hear it or hear more, go check out Neon Dale on Spotify or Apple Music. See ya.
feels.